Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Delay.
Depending on, you know, your level of audio engineering expertise, you may refer to those as different things.
It's like panning the camera.
It's like panning the camera, yes. What's the word? Midwifery.
Yep.
Right? Like, I like that word. It is. It's funny every time. When I first heard it, I was like, okay, so I'm playing wiffle ball, right? And so, I mean, imagine like the wiffle ball tee with the wiffle ball, right? The ball with the holes in it or whatever.
Wiffle ball's gotten better than a tee.
This is what I'm imagining, right? Midwifery, right? And then you take a swing at it with the wiffle ball bat and you miss.
Yeah.
And somebody took a photo of you
while you were midwifery.
Yeah. Midwifery, yes. Yeah.
I see those wiffle ball matches on social media, and those pitches are good. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Who the heck are you?
Nikki.
Who are you?
Richie Rich.
Who am I?
The captain.
All right. We're the people at the show doing the thing. Let's go back to Dana, who we were talking to before the break. I know you had something on your mind, Dana. Go ahead.
Aside from hooking up Scooter with a date.
I called to answer a question that Nikki had. She was pondering. I was going to say UK, specifically England, the whole of UK. So that's Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, and England. But all countries with socialized medicine, they do make far less than American doctors. For the British doctors specifically, on average, so for those people who don't understand averages, there are as many below as above that, you know, make more or less. It's 169.5
pounds.
$1,500. But when they retire, they get a very, very generous pension. So I guess you would have to, go to a financial advisor, or an actuary and figure out if you figure out the pension in addition to your working years. And what they've been doing, in fact, it's so bad in the UK that they have been staging 48-hour strikes. And one of the worst ones just happened last month. At the end of August, they had a three-day holiday, and the doctors, these are senior-level doctors. I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
So these are not new entrants or mid-level. These are your most senior physicians are making $169.5. But they, like I said, they have generous pensions. But what the generous pension is, what does that include? I don't know. But just know that the cost of living is extremely high. And specifically in most places in England, especially London. So, but they did a 48-hour strike, and then there was a three-day holiday. So they had no services for anybody going to a hospital. And you know, during the holiday, whether it's the UK or the US, weekends, holidays, those are the biggest high demand times for emergency services. So they're pretty upset about that. So my comment about all this is for those millennials, and I'm not including any of you guys, but for those,
unless you're
going to be part of this, what I'm about to say. So for those millennials and those Gen Z who want socialism, either get another country, buy an island, and go there and practice it yourself, but don't bring it here.
Again, they can't even afford groceries. They're not going to be able to buy an island.
Yeah, here's the thing that I like about socialism. It's that everybody who pretends that they want socialism has been and are still free to all get together, put all their money together, and then distribute it amongst themselves evenly.
Except they don't do that.
And that has never happened.
They're frauds. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, and you do have, like, the people who are, like, live in communes, but those are typically, like, hippies living off-grid. They want to be, and they're usually anarchist types, like, they want to be left alone by the government, and they're just doing their own thing, and they're pooling their resources.
Yeah, and guess what?
But other
they're
than
free
that,
to do that in a free market system, but they're not free to do that in a socialist system.
Exactly. And so, and that's also different than socialism, right? Where it's like, and I think a lot of socialists think that that's what it would be. Like, oh no, it's all going to be hunky-dory.
Yeah.
It's really not going to be. People at the top eat, people at the bottom don't eat, and it's as simple as that.
I'm not playing the socialist role here, but I think there's a failure to put yourself in their shoes, right? Like those Gen Z, Gen Y millennials who are calling for socialism aren't calling for it because they're socialists. They're calling for it because they can't afford it now. And you go like, well, you're not going to be able to eat in a socialist system. They can't eat now.
Right.
Right. You're not. That's not a good way to win hearts and minds. Is to tell them just go to take a medical tourism or find another country or buy your own. They can't afford it. Everyone's broke. Everyone's poor. And this is the only solution being presented to them as viable because part of the cost is then borne by the wealthy.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, Richie. Then, and I get what you're saying. Most of them have been indoctrinated. I don't disagree with that. But you know what I detest the most in men and women is stupidity. Not ignorance, because ignorance is just not knowing. But we have too much data and the access to it at our fingertips. These people need to stop pushing it on everyone else. And the first thing I want them to do is turn in your iPhones.
Then you lose access to all that data that you want them to get access to.
And it's also important to remember that they're teaching them this in college. Like, this is being promoted in the schools. And I do get your point with the iPhones because I saw a sticker on a MacBook, which is a very expensive laptop, right? And it said, F capitalism. And it's just the irony behind that because, like, Apple is, like, that's capitalism right there. The fact that you can even choose between, like, oh, I want a, you know, an Apple or a Lenovo or whatever.
Android.
Yeah, whatever. You have that option. That's capitalism.
Yeah, so, but you don't get that same option in healthcare, right? They drag you to the hospital, and then the bill is triple your annual salary.
Or more.
Or more.
Yeah.
And they go, like, this is wrong, right? And no one shows them right. And the only thing they can think of is, well, I can't pay. I don't want to pay, right? This should be free to me.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make this free to me?
Yeah.
Socialism.
Well, that's the without inventing or innovating an answer to their own problem. That is the only answer they're gravitating towards. That makes
But look, look at a Maslow hierarchy of needs chart, man. Like food is down at the bottom.
Yeah.
There's no chance that they're going to get to higher levels of philosophy if they can't afford groceries.
Fact.
And I want to speak to one comment Nikki just made, and I agree with you. This indoctrination, for the most part, is happening in college because those kids who aren't in college, you're not hearing it from them. That being said, what really irritates me, Nikki, is I went there, have multiple degrees, but I never assumed what I was being. This is what I don't get. I don't get that they don't get this, that they have never even given it a thought. And I'm not excusing them, but I'm almost not even holding them accountable. It literally doesn't occur to them that they're being lied to in college. And they don't even do the research to see if there's another side to something.
I mean, also,
and this is what I get irritated with the most, that they're so stupid. stupid. They're so dumb about their own stupidity.
I was just going to say, like, when what they're being fed in schools is validating their already, like, preconceived thoughts. So they already believe in all this stuff. So when they have a professor standing there who's also a millennial, and they're like, yeah, socialism's good. This is your economics class and, you know, lies, lies, lies. They already believe in all that crap.
Well, that's just validating
them.
It's not just that. It's college happens too soon after high school. Right. I went to college right after high school. And so I went into college with the high school mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I am the learner. You are the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me.
Right.
Right. You tell me. And then I will go memorize. And then I will ace your test.
Yeah.
Right.
That's actually a great point.
I'm not going to challenge the teacher because I don't know.
I have zero life experience to rely upon to
challenge the teacher.
Thank you for saying that, Nikki, because I don't want to sound patronizing, but Richie, that is probably the most profound thing. Not that you haven't said some other important points if they weren't always followed by the word right, but that being said, that is probably the most profound thing you've said. These kids need to go out and live in the real world and work before they go to school.
Hey, Dana, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's move right along to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
This is John from Nevada.
Hey, John. How are you listening to us tonight? On the radio?
I'm listening on FTL, the website for FTL.
Okay. All right. Great. And what's on your mind tonight? You're on the air.
Yeah. I was just calling to wish Ian well tomorrow and to thank him, you know, for everything he's done, creating and sustaining Free Talk Live and for spreading so much good information over the years. And I'm just very disappointed that we live under a supposed justice system that doesn't pursue justice, that is enforcing unjust laws, and it's a travesty what's happened to him. And but I wish him well tomorrow.
Thank you. I know he appreciates it. He is known to listen to the show while it's going on because, well, that's just the kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
I'm certain he has heard your words, and I know that I appreciate them. I'm sure he does too.
I mean, best case scenario for tomorrow is they sentence him, they release him, they appeal.
Right.
He gets a new trial on appeal with a much better jury. Right. Like that's
the best case scenario.
That's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
It's not good enough, but I wish him the best that can happen.
Anything else?
That's it.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. Let's move right along to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Good evening. This is Bobby from Florida.
Hey, Bobby. You're on Free Talk Live. How are you listening tonight?
I'm listening to you guys on Twitch right now.
Okay, cool. What's on your mind?
You guys have gotten into government oversight, and aside from, I love calling when Nikki's on, and I love Nikki's Instagram, and, like, I'm a big Nikki mark. And first, let me call, you know, the guy that's not in the know, you know, he's the mark, you know, he's getting beat up on. Anyways, I wanted to get into government oversight. And also the other night, Captain, you were talking about, you know, somebody, you know, trying to start up a little business. And then, you know, I started up I was 23. And around my neighborhood, my buddy, his grandpa got a zero-turn lawnmower. And I was like, you know, let's think of some ideas, you know. And he didn't get it. He had one. He didn't get it just for this purpose. He had one. And so I was figuring ideas how we can make money. So I'm like, all right. So I went out and I did all the sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I went around to everybody. And a lot of them, they had, their own lawn service and stuff. But I told them, whatever paying you, we'll do it for half. With a rat. And so within a month, we had 5 yards to do.
Okay.
And then within the next 4 weeks, we're starting to pick up and more starting to get around a little bit. And guess who visits us? code enforcement. I'm like, okay.
I was going to guess the government if you gave us a chance to guess.
Yeah, what are these guys? And this is that time. I'm pretty much destitute. I have no other job to work. You know, I mean, I can go, you know, work at the state shake for, you know, $3 an hour. But at this time, you know, what else could you do? So we went and did that. And code enforcement comes around and show me your papers, show me your papers. Yeah. And they were asking for, what are you guys doing out here? And said, well, obviously, you know, we're cutting grass. And then and they had one guy, they start doing video. Mm-hmm. So they had a guy doing a video, like, I don't know, what are they making, you know, some super awesome, you know, video for the government website or something, you know, and so they had some guy gave them video, and just every opportunity, every little thing, every step of the way, they're just trying to step on your neck.
Yeah.
And I love listening to you guys, and I know you guys cover all these topics and stuff, but that's just a little piece of what I mean, aside from what happened to Ian and you guys and the Crypto Six. I mean, that's just a little piece of the boot that I got around my neck. I mean, it's just, you know.
You make a really good point, and that is to say, you know, in the spirit of, what's the movie, The Guy Fawkes?
V for Vendetta.
You, in this particular instance, are Ian Freeman. I am Ian Freeman. You all are Ian Freeman. This attack of the government against Free Talk Live, the studio, against Ian as an activist, as an advocate, if you will, a spokesperson for freedom, is an attack against all of us. It's not just an attack against him. He's bearing the brunt of the attack, of course. But with regards to your story, we are all indeed Ian Freeman in one way or another. When the government attacks us, the best possible thing you can do, the only thing you can do, is mitigate the damage. There is no real, I mean, unless you want to die, right? Unless you have a death where you're willing to die on your hill, the best you can possibly hope for is to mitigate the damage. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you.
There's currently no winning, and as the quote goes, right, when the government boot is on your throat, whether it's the left boot or the right boot, matters little.
Yeah. Let's move right along. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got a couple different things to bring up. But the first one is this European healthcare system and whatnot. And if we indeed had it, I'd probably be dead right now.
Really?
Last week I went into a clinic because, I mean, I don't go to the doctor unless I figure I'm dying. And I figured I was dying. So I went to the clinic, and they saw some serious warning signs. They didn't even want me to drive to the hospital. They wanted to call me an ambulance. And I says, no, I think for $850, I can probably drive 10 miles.
Okay.
But, you know, I didn't tell them that, or they wouldn't have let me go.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
I get to the ER, and they checked me in. I had severe sepsis. I had poisoning of the blood. Bladder infection, gallbladder infection, and they told me 2 more days, they probably wouldn't have been able to save me.
Wow.
So if I'd had to wait even 18 days, much less 18 weeks, you'd be talking to me in your dreams.
Yeah, and that's horrible, right?
Well, and there's a presumption that if you went to a doctor in the U.K., for something that serious, you would likely get some sort of triage as well, right? Like no one's sitting around with a broken leg for 18 weeks before they slap a cast on it. It's more serious medical conditions that don't have an immediate response available that you go like, well, we'll take a look at this later because there's nothing we can do for you now, so you'll just wait.
This article doesn't, we haven't gotten into, you know, the breadth of it. It's a pretty long article. I will post it to our social media site so that everybody can read it. So if you follow us on any social media, you'll be able to find a link to it. But yeah, there's an assumption that there's some sort of, you know, triage emergency care, and then like, it seems to me, or it feels like you're waiting for specialists.
Right.
Right. Like, there's probably enough, you know, intake people to, like, you know, okay, you're in the system. We know what your ailment is. You know, we've got you to a point where you're not dying. Now we need to get you some scans or some specialist to look at this or, you know, put you through a certain barrage of tests to narrow down the thing.
Right. Your back is malignant.
Right.
It'll be 18 weeks.
Right. That's my assumption. I don't know, though.
But
I don't
know.
But
even with certain things, I mean, even if it's, like, right this second, it's not urgent. If you have to wait 18 weeks, I mean, things can really change and rapidly develop. Yeah. So what if they think, oh, it's just a routine thing, we're just going to, you know, give you a scan eventually, and you have, like, stage 4 cancer already. I mean, that sort of thing, you know, if you're able to get in for imaging sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but they're not going to treat stage 4 cancer at the emergency room.
No, but, I mean, the initial imaging might be done there for diagnostic reasons.
That's fair.
I just, while you were talking, I just sort of scanned through this article to see if they, you know, gave any more detail. The only thing that I found worthy of note is this sentence. Labor, that's the party, is fully behind the looting operation underway to fund NATO's war against Russia as vital financial resources are diverted away from the NHS, education, housing, and welfare spent. Of course, it's just like the U.S., right? There's always money for war. There's never money for anything else.
Yeah.
All right, what was your other thing, Major?
Well, the other thing is I think you guys ought to enact a monthly Minuteman Award. And I'm thinking
Major
of,
win every month. Oh.
Well, the viability of this is whichever caller you think ought to be kicked off the air in a minute or less.
I love that. Oh. So this month is Scooter.
Next month is Scooter.
The following month after Scooter.
I'm thinking back to David in New Mexico.
No, don't summon him. What is wrong with you?
Boy, yeah. Major, you're manifesting.
He's probably dead, dude. It's been so long.
I mean, he might be.
Probably dead.
You know, I was actually thinking that the other day. Like, is he in jail? Is he deceased?
I still try to clear my mind of any thought of that. Just so I don't accidentally manifest it.
I mean, maybe he actually got a hold of his kids and they're hanging out, getting to know each other, and having a good time every single day.
Oh, I hope so. I hope he's living his best life. And he'll
go to the dark thing right away.
No,
like,
I go.
I mean, we're being realistic.
I think to myself, I go, I wonder what happened to David, and then I go, no, I don't, and then I move on with my life.
La 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 la.
Yes.
Maybe he finally caught up with Monica M. Zamora, and that is
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Major, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. We still have to get to our number two story.
The number two story.
It's coming up. We've got more in store for you. This is Free Talk Live.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes a repeat of 2020 is unlikely despite the recent rise in COVID cases.
The chances of this being an overwhelming rush of cases and hospitalizations is probably low. So I think none of us in the public health field are predicting that this is going to be a tsunami of hospitalizations and deaths the way we saw a year or more ago.
On ABC's This Week, he said he doesn't anticipate another federal mask mandate. Rescuers are making progress in the mission to retrieve American scientist Mark Dickey from a Turkish cave. Early Sunday, it was confirmed that Dickey reached a base camp that's about 2,300 feet below the surface. Morocco remains shaken by ongoing tremors after a devastating earthquake on Friday night. The death toll now exceeds 2,000, with thousands more injured from the magnitude 6.8 quake. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Segments. Wow, this show flew by today.
Yep.
Final segment of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We got a couple of callers on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I have to say thank you. I don't have to. I'm going to say thank you to Chris Hartzell. Chris is a gold level amplifier. What does that mean? What is an amplifier? Well, you can find out all about the amplifier program over at amps.freetalklive.com, A-M-P-S. Becoming an amplifier means that you contribute some amount of money to Free Talk Live for the purposes of advertising, marketing, promoting, and supporting this particular show.
And how much does gold give?
Gold is 10 bucks. We only ask for 5, that's silver. Gold is 10. There's different levels. It's sort of a Patreon type of setup. So if you visit the page over at amps.freetalklive.com, you can find out what the benefits are for each level that you give. And Chris gives double that. He gives 10 bucks a month. And what does he get for that? Well, he gets, first of all, entertainment. If you enjoy this show, if you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective that we bring from the positions of freedom, peace, prosperity, etc., and so on, then you get that, and you should consider becoming an amplifier. But more importantly, advertising, marketing, promoting, and supporting us gets us on more radio stations. And that's where we have the largest impact. We want to spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we can, and becoming an amplifier of this show helps us do that. We're on like 180 radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300, not out of the question. It's all up to you. Please visit amps.freetalklive.com, and thank you again to Chris Hartzell. We appreciate you. All right, moving right along. We should talk about the number two story.
The number two story.
Because, well, it is definitely the number two story. Like, every now and again, we'll stretch a little bit for the number two story.
Not this time.
This was no stretch. This was knock it out of the park.
Something was stretched.
Oh, gosh.
Definitely, there was no question as to whether or not this would be the number two story. This is from mirror.co.uk.
I will say this. It's amazing, right? Like, I find these oddities, and sometimes I find them early in the week.
Yes.
And I go like, ooh, I'm going to save this one for later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see it, like, repeated on all the other sites throughout the week.
Right.
So this was a prolific number two story.
Wow.
It was all over the place.
All over the place. I also saw this, some version of this story in multiple places, and I wasn't surprised when it showed up on your show prep.
It was the best one.
The headline reads, Delta plane needed five-hour cleanup after diarrhea horror left passengers disgusted.
Disgusting.
Delta flight 194 from Atlanta, Georgia to Barcelona was forced to turn around just 2 hours into the eight-hour flight after a passenger suffered severe diarrhea while on board.
That's what happens when those stewardesses get, like, fascistic with that seatbelt sign, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just let the dude go to the bathroom. And we could have avoided all of this.
And, you know, also, they used to serve, you know, real food on airplanes. And now you just have to eat at, like, the food court in the airport or before you get to the airport and hope that, you know, you don't get hungry
on your
8-hour flight or whatever, right?
Cause maybe that's better, though, if they aren't eating.
They'll serve you you lots of carbs. They'll serve you, like, pretzels, you know, that kind of thing. Mm. But very rarely do they serve you a full meal. At any rate, it was forced to turn around just 2 hours after taking off.
This was eating Burger King for breakfast because that was open at the gate.
Yeah.
And it required an intensive five-hour cleanup operation, which saw the carpet completely torn up and replaced. The Delta flight was en route from Atlanta to Barcelona when it had to make the decision to turn around after passengers suffered diarrhea, quote, all through the plane, unquote.
Imagine being that guy. That sucks. Like, that's embarrassing.
You're forever known as the diarrhea guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would you rather be, like, the diarrhea guy or the guy real chick?
His only recourse, if he doesn't have...
At least he was hot. I doubt this guy's hot.
If he didn't have a career, you know, as of this, his only recourse now is to write a book about this.
Okay.
Right, because that's the only way he's going to make any money.
How I delayed everyone on their way to Barcelona.
Yeah, and then hopefully somebody makes a movie out of it, right?
Trauma, Tom Hanks.
Trauma Productions.
Okay.
Trauma? Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Toxic Avenger, new one's coming out.
Well, I mean, you know, here's a good scene for it.
There you go. Just sharing.
An audio recording suggests flight crew claimed there was a medical issue on board. Gross images from inside the cabin showed the mess in the middle of the aisle with dozens of passengers nearby abandoning their seats.
Abandoning.
Where are you going
to
go?
That's the thing. Like, you're on an airplane. Where are you going to go?
You're going to go into the aisle and slosh that mess?
Like, I mean...
Squish.
There's a reason why the term explosive diarrhea exists.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not just regular. It's explosive.
Yeah, it's the pressure. The PSI.
Look at all that PSI. Sorry, taking Guar lyrics. Putting them on Free Talk Live. Passengers said staff used a vanilla-scented disinfectant spray as they journeyed back to Atlanta, but one passenger said it really just made things worse.
It always does.
That's why I don't spray in the bathroom.
It always does. It's like, oh, good, now it's just poop with Hawaiian mist sprayed over it.
They have these photos, and they're...
There's a bad taste in your mouth, doesn't it?
Oh, God. They're not the clearest photos, but it says paper towels were put down in an attempt to disguise the excrement. Flight crew attempted to cover the smell with vanilla-scented disinfectant.
You know, I used to work with a CNA at the nursing home that carried a bottle of fabric softener mixed with water. So she made her own, like, room spray sort of thing. Yeah. She was like, this is the best thing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And there were times where this was, you know, after the COVID thing, we had the masks, right? And what we would do is we would do a toothpaste mustache if it was a really stinky, you know, situation that we had to take care of.
Yeah.
And you'd take some of the toothpaste and you'd do a mustache, and then you'd put your mask back on, and it would kind of
mask it a little bit. Yes.
But yeah, those are the two things that only worked. Nothing else you try to mask that sort of smell is going to work.
This reminds me of the old pot smokers trick where they would take fabric softener sheets, stuff them inside of an empty paper towel or toilet paper roll, and then they would smoke the joint or the bowl or whatever, and they would exhale their smoke through the toilet paper roll, disguising the scent of marijuana with the scent of the fabric softener, the bouncer, or whatever, you know, snuggle or whatever.
I did that in seventh grade.
I thought you were going a whole different direction. I thought you were going to say plague doctor mask, because that was like that thing was filled with like floral arrangements, and that's why it had like the long cone nose.
Yeah, no, a much more ghetto solution to that.
Yeah, you like smoke your pot out of a can with holes in it, and
I'm
very
good.
Spoof.
I'm very good at making that particular pipe. Give me a paper clip or a pin. And an aluminum can, and I can make you a pipe with which to smoke.
Yeah, it's probably so bad for you.
The Ganja MacGyver over here.
Well, you know, when you're, you know, on a budget and you grew up poor and you discover drugs, you need to make do with what you have. Yeah.
Fair enough.
You know, innovation.
Like I'm 13 years old, man. What do you expect from me? This is the best I can do.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah. Once they finally touched back down, and we're talking about the plane now, the number two story. Once they finally touched back down in Atlanta, ground crews went on a cleaning mission to disinfect the plane and clear the plane of any lingering odors.
Calling in sick that day.
It took them around 5 hours, with crews going so far to tear up and replace the carpeting entirely.
I'm a mechanic. What do they got me doing now?
However...
carpet from the plane.
Carpet DM.
Carpet.
Seize the carpet. However, passengers said the plane was even cleaner after this than when they got on board. After a slightly smoother 8-hour flight, the plane landed in Barcelona at 5:10, 8 hours behind schedule.
There was another plane.
I'm sorry. This is written in British English, so it was 8 hours behind schedule.
Okay. There was another airline story, I think this week or last week, where there was vomit seats.
Ugh.
Like someone had vomited in the seats.
And they didn't clean it?
No, and passengers were like, I'm not sitting there. And then one, well, get off the plane then. And they were kicking people off the plane who didn't want to sit in the vomit-covered seats.
Ew.
Yeah. This goes on to say an audio transmission from the flight deck was posted to Twitter by an aviation enthusiast. Well, no, he was an aviation enthusiast, not a diarrhea enthusiast. Yeah. And in it, the pilot can be heard saying, quote, this is a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta, unquote.
Oh, man.
The incident garnered much attention on social media, with plenty of people reporting to either have been on the flight or to have a friend or relative on board. John Hurt was just such a social media user. He wrote, both my wife and I were on the flight. It was a mess. The pilots made the right decision to turn around. The ground crew ripped out the carpet and put in new. Considering the circumstances, the ground crew did a great job. Blah, 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 blah.
At least they didn't get it on the seat back screen, because that would have been explosive.
Someone else said, my partner was on that flight. It was pretty bad. It was dribbled down the aisle, smelled horrible. The vanilla disinfectant used on it only made it smell like vanilla ass.
The pilot's going in, what's the parabellum, just to keep it from flowing one way or the other?
Oh, gosh.
Dee went on to say that their flight was met by emergency vehicles and EMTs when they landed, who transported the sick passenger from the plane. Her partner agreed that the plane was cleaner when they got back on at 2 a.m. than it was the first time they got on.
I'm not landing, then it's going to slide down toward me.
A spokesperson for the airline said, nothing of value. I'm reading through this. You know, it's their standard blah, 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 blah. We did a thing and we apologize, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, it's not the airline's fault.
Yeah.
Theoretically, they acted you know, they did the right thing.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes, I want to tell you that our governor put a health order where nobody's allowed to carry a gun for next 30 days.
Yeah, we talked about that extensively on last night's episode of Free Talk Live.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, the governor has issued a health emergency. And so, of course,
a slate of killings.
Yeah, there have been some shootings over the last month or so, four or five shootings.
Wouldn't that mean it would be a good idea for people to carry?
Well, cops are carrying. You and I, yes. So this is a result of legislation put through during the pandemic that gave these governors this emergency authority to have dictatorial powers similar to what the president has, where they can issue an executive order.
Yeah.
And so this legislation was put in, and so now all anybody in government needs to do, a governor, a mayor, a president, a senator, whatever, is declare a state of emergency, and all of a sudden they have dictatorial powers.
So I get that there's the downward spiral. One thing I will comment on from what I've heard so far of last night's show, right, is what she has done with her powers is not something necessarily new insofar as those rules exist elsewhere, right? Like Hawaii, for a long time, you couldn't carry. You could transport to and from the gun shop to home, and you can have it for home defense. Or whatever,
yeah.
New York City,
yeah.
Same thing. The laws in those states and those cities are as restrictive as what she's putting in place for 30 days.
The problem is, or at least the difference I see, and like, sure, there might be laws that say in other places that say, oh, it's even more restrictive, but that doesn't make it right.
I didn't say it was right.
But the other thing that that maybe hasn't crossed your purview yet was that this includes people who already went through the permit process.
Understood.
And if you take a look at the statistics, people who go through the process of obtaining the concealed carry permit have like a 0.0001 chance of being involved in something nefarious.
Yep. No, I got
it. So she has effectively created criminals immediately out of already law-abiding citizens.
But in New York and in Hawaii, you still have to go through the process. I don't know what the permitting process is, right? To get the permission to purchase the firearm, right? You got to fill out the forms.
You guys are talking about other states that have civilized laws. New Mexico is ranked number 4th in gun violence. And we just had like 2 kids get shot in the head of road rage coming out of the baseball. That's why she's doing it. And another 5-year-old girl got killed in the head.
Yeah. So how is taking away? Okay, here's what she's doing, Sarah. She is saying that if you're a criminal and you're not going to obey the law and you're going to have a gun illegally anyway, I am now going to make it so everybody is a target. She has effectively disarmed everybody, making them all a target. All this is going to do is increase gun violence. That's all it's going to do.
How is it going to increase gun violence?
How is it going
to
decrease it?
Guns to shoot.
How is it going to decrease it?
Okay, but as if people are going to follow the rules, criminals are already not following the rules and the laws.
Bingo.
So this just takes, like as Captain pointed out, this just takes guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens who, like, if there was a shooting, they might be able to either defend themselves or people that are surrounding them. So now you still have criminals. The criminals don't follow the laws. So they're still going to have the guns, they're still going to do these shootings, but now no one else besides the cops is going to have the means to defend themselves.
Unless you break the law.
Well,
now if you get caught with a gun, a criminal or law-abiding citizen, now you're going to be cited. So whether either you're...
Yeah, the fine is $5,000, by the way.
And you got to get caught. Right?
Right. You know, they're going to get caught because they're speeding and running a red light. That's how they catch these people with drugs and guns
in
the car.
Do spoons and forks make people fat?
Yes.
No.
Oh. No, they don't. So then guns don't kill people. People kill people, right?
Yeah, but the attitude towards guns here in New Mexico is out of control. We have a high gun suicide rate. We have a high road rage incidents, and that's why she's doing it. I'm in.
Well, who manages the roads? Government.
Well, if you have a high road rage incident, man, you better protect yourself out on the roads.
So if the government if the government manages the roads, then the government is responsible for all the road rage, right?
Well, the thing is, I'm holding the mother responsible. She was a 20-year-old. What does a 20-year-old get into an altercation with this guy with the kids in the back? Okay, it's basically kind of like her fault for arguing over she cut somebody off.
Probably.
Because she knows she's got kids in the back, they're going to shoot at the car, and one of them got shot in the head, and the other got hurt or whatever.
They cut somebody off accidentally, just wave and apologize. I'm like, my bad, dude. I didn't see it.
No,
I see you now.
Sure, if I knew I had kids in the car, I would not argue, swallow my pride, and drive off as fast as I can.
Absolutely.
Don't argue.
Would you speed and break the law, Sarah, to get away from this crime?
I don't know about
with kids in the car.
Fighting, but she got confrontational. She mouthed them off, foul words or whatever, and then that's a bad mistake, and now all of her kids are shot.
So, Sarah, this thing that your governor has done, and I say your governor, because you reside in the state where this governor has issued this order. The thing that she has done, the only thing she has done, is punished everybody for the crimes of a few. Thank you for the call. Moving right along, let's go to this unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys. I understand something is happening to Ian tomorrow. I just tuned in. What's up?
Yeah, what's your name?
Adam. Adam in Canada.
Hey, Adam. Oh, in Canada. Thanks for calling, eh?
Hey there.
Ian, are you familiar with the events of the Crypto Six?
Very.
Okay, so his sentencing is tomorrow in Concord, New Hampshire.
And I heard you said he was listening.
Yes, he tends to listen to the shows that he's not on because, he's sort of the main guy.
Inspiring for tomorrow. I hope he is listening because I wanted to tell you guys, I found FTL in 2005 when you guys were still in Florida.
Nice.
It was just him and Manwich.
Yeah.
It was, if you can remember that name. And I was on a path that would very likely have led me to Antifa or possibly prison as a result of the medication that I was not supposed to be on when I was a kid. I was on a strange path trying to figure out my way through this world as a kid.
Joining Antifa is a good way to stay out of prison.
16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys turned me into a very, very, very upstanding person who is, I can't believe, looking back, despite my best intentions, things would have been disastrous if I didn't encounter these kind of ideas somewhere, somehow. And thank you for everything you've done, Ian, to put this forward. I am going to continue your work, whether or not you were here to do it.
And I'm sure he would applaud you for saying so. And I would tell you that we need more of that.
Ian's got a pulse.
Again, I am Ian Freeman. You are Ian Freeman. We are all Ian Freeman in this particular instance.
I am a free man, too. Yes, indeed.
And so, did you want to say anything else?
No. Great luck. Good luck. God bless you all.
We appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
We must go out and spread the good word of Ian Freeman.
It's not so much that. It's about just recognizing that, someone is standing up to the bullies.
No, I get it.
Right? Ian Freeman happens to be bearing the brunt of that right now, but he's not the first one, and he won't be the last one. The bullies are going to continue to bully. It's just that more people need to recognize who the bully is.
Yep.
And until that happens, the bully's going to keep bullying.
Yeah.
So, again, if you are able to make it, sentencing tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Concord.
What's the address, Stinky?
55 Pleasant Street in Concord, New Hampshire.
That's the federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire. Concord, not Concord. Right, C-O-N-C-O-R-D.
Like the Greeks.
Those of you who aren't from this area, they might not know that Concord is spelled like Concord, right? Not C-O-N-C-O-R-D.
They pronounce things wrong all over the place around here.
Whatever it is, yeah. Like Worcester.
Well, if you don't like it, you can leave.
Well, I didn't like it, so I moved here.
Wait, you just want to, give us all grief or what?
Well, yeah. I'm a wordy dude.
You're like Worcestershire?
It's the worst Chestershire sauce I've ever had. Yeah,
so. Worcestershire.
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 Worcester.
What's a word? I mean, I know what a war chest is. That's like a chest full of armaments, right?
In the Shire.
But then to make a sauce out of it, that sounds like it'd be bad for you.
Anyways.
I'm out of stuff. We got like 3 minutes to kill.
Do another headline.
Yeah, we got plenty of stuff. Right. Let's do it.
All right.
Do a short one.
Florida extreme athlete, transatlantic hamster wheel expedition thwarted by the Coast Guard.
More government interference.
That doesn't sound like a short one.
This guy's name is Belushi, too. It's Belushi, oh, okay. B-A-L-U-C-H-I.
No, you got to see this thing that he rigged up, though.
It's a giant floating hamster wheel with a human inside of it.
He's like, I'm going to walk across the Atlantic Ocean.
And apparently he's done this before, attempted something similar before. He pleaded with the Coast Guard to leave him alone during his treks across the sea in his small homemade enclosures.
Why does the Coast Guard care?
Yeah, I don't know.
Leave this poor guy alone. Maybe he's trying to get to Cuba.
His latest attempt to traverse the Atlantic Ocean in what the U.S. Coast Guard has called a hamster wheel of doom. That's a quote from the Coast Guard.
Oh, my God.
Culminated in a confrontation in which prosecutors claim he held up a knife and threatened to blow himself up if officers interfered anymore.
I'll pop this balloon.
That's so funny.
Don't take another step closer.
I'm crossing the Atlantic whether you want me to or not.
Anything on this vessel that shouldn't be here? Yes, you.
The Coast Guard says its cutter first encountered Belushi on August 26, about 70 nautical miles east of Tybee Island, Georgia, while making preparations for an offshore hurricane. From the comfort of his hydropod, a homemade enclosure that he hops into and propels over the waves in a running motion similar to a hamster wheel, Belushi professed that he was on his way to London and would not be deterred, according to the Coast Guard's charging document.
Can you outrun a Coast Guard boat in a hamster wheel?
I doubt it.
Let's find out.
Officers,
how far away do you have to get before you're not in their jurisdiction anymore?
I don't know what the miles away from the shore is, okay. But there is a certain point. Yeah.
All you got to do is get there next time, man.
Officers informed Belushi that he needed to disembark the vessel onto their small boat since they were terminating his voyage due to it being manifestly unsafe.
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Freedom is the freedom to do unsafe things.
That's right. We're out of time. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Nikki Sunshine. We appreciate you. Thank you to our producer today. If you missed any part of the show, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.